take the show on the road. They want us to come to Springfield and present. So thank you for the suggestion and the opportunity.
Would anybody else like to ask the Chancellor any questions? Or I think you all had an opportunity to speak with her last night, so maybe in the interest of time, we'll move forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
I guess now I'd like to try to begin pushing through the agenda for the annual meeting of the board. Traditionally, the board meets six different times a year on a scheduled basis. The January meeting has been designated as the annual meeting, and there are certain things that need to be done at this meeting which are unique. The most important of those things is to organize the board by electing the board officers, including the chair of the board, two members of the executive committee to serve with the chair, and appointing certain corporate officers and approving the signatories to help administer the university's business. We went through much of this process back in September, but that was kind of a unique situation, and those appointments were made for a stump period between last September and this January. We now have to go through that process again. At this point, I'll turn to Michelle Thompson as our secretary. Typically, Michelle would read the special order of business, which I think you all remember Michelle reading back in September. That material was presented to all of you and what was distributed, and I think I'm going to ask a little mercy on all of us and our guests that we'll skip that reading. Maybe you could read that right into the minutes, and if I hear no objection, maybe we'll proceed along those lines. Michelle? Is that good?
That's fine.
Okay. At this point, then, we'll proceed directly to the nominations, and I guess at this point I need a nomination for chair of the board.
Mr. Chairman, it is a privilege to again nominate Christopher Kennedy as our chairman, a young man who has the wisdom, the energy, the experience, the humility, and the capacity to carry this university to a higher level. It's my privilege to make that nomination.
Thank you very much. May I have a second?
Mr. Chairman, I second the nomination.
Thank you. May I have a motion to close the nominations? Are there any other?
So moved.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you all. Jim, I... say it, the experience has given me a growing sense of humility. While I appreciate the vote and the support, I'm going to hold back thanks for the job because I now know too much about it. With that done, I think we'll move. We have to elect the board's executive committee. We'll move to approve each nomination separately in the order in which they are nominated. It would be helpful now if I could have a nomination for one person to serve
Mr.
on the
Chairman,
executive committee. Yes.
I know you asked for one nomination, but I would like to nominate two people at the same time, and then we can vote on it separately if you'd like. As a senior trustee on this board, I would like to ask that we continue to have the two members who were selected in September to serve out a year's term. They've only served for 3 months, and that's in the person of Trustee Strobel and Trustee McMillan. I'd like to put those two names up for nomination for the executive committee.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Are there any other discussion items, or can I ask that we close
nominations?
I move
that the nominations be closed.
Okay.
On those two names.
Second.
All in favor of closing the nominations?
Aye.
All in favor of the motion as presented?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Congratulations, you guys. Thank you very much. We now have to move to the election of the secretary, the controller, and university council as the next order of business. I'd like the language for this portion of the meeting be entered into the record rather than having it read aloud, if that's okay with everyone else. As a matter of interest to everybody, Lester McKeever serves as the Board of Trustees treasurer. This is a position that is elected for 2 years, and that election occurred last year, so Lester will serve for another year. We're delighted to have his services, knowing that his judgment and diligence are available to all of us throughout the year. So we won't be voting on Lester, and I just wanted to give everyone a sense of why that was occurring. Consistent with President Eikenberry's letter to the trustees of several weeks ago, that the three incumbents in those offices, Michelle Thompson as secretary, Walter Knorr as controller, and Tom Barrows as university counsel, may I have a motion to approve those three appointments?
So moved.
May I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Any discussion? What's that? Francis, or I think Lawrence Oliver made the motion. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Thank you all, and thank you for continuing to serve in those capacities. Next is the approval of the delegation of signatures, which is really to approve the chair of the board as a signator and the secretary, Michelle Thompson, as a witness to validate certain documents produced at the university. Apparently, this is too dull a topic for the press to continue to report it.
which is a welcome occurrence. Yes.
But we have to go through all of this stuff, so I'm sorry about this. Hideous. So I have to ask permission of the board to call for a motion on these signators as a group and to instruct the secretary, Michelle, to enter the resolution in the record. Is there a motion?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Thank you all. I thank you all for getting through what was really very administrative and largely uninteresting portion of the meeting, and now we'll move into the meat of the matter. I'd like to introduce a report from the chair of the Academic and Student Affairs Committee. Trustee Karen Hassara will present the report. I'd also like to point out that Francis Carroll, Tim Quartz, Lawrence Oliver, Carlos Tortolero, Derek Felix, Matt Reschke, and Dan Zabrotny all serve with Karen on the committee, and I'd ask each of them to share any additional comments, as I'm sure they will. At this point, Karen, would you take the floor?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
On December 17th, the Academic and Student Affairs Committee had an organizational meeting, and all the committee members and many administrators and faculty took part in that meeting. We soon realized, and it was verified by Dr. Eikenberry, that Academic and Student Affairs Committee touches almost every aspect of the university. So it will be difficult to narrow our focus, but Dr. Eikenberry suggested three broad areas to consider. One, academic missions and programs. Two, resources. Three, evidence of quality and performance. There is certainly room within each category to focus on specific areas. We welcome input from all of you and from the university committee as a whole on our future direction. At the November board meeting, I handed out copies of Dr. Rao's presentation on academic affairs to committee members as a starting point for our committee study. We decided in December to increase our background study by including copies of the self-study reports performed at each campus as required by the accreditation process, as well as the suggestions and recommendations for each campus and the responses to those recommendations. We're also anxious to receive the National Research Council's report, which we should be receiving soon. We will also review strategic plan updates from the three campuses. We all know we have a big job ahead of us. Because committees will now deal with issues pertaining to each committee at each board meeting, I suggested we reschedule the next meeting planned for February 8th to March 9th, and the day before our next board meeting, so that we can discuss items pertaining to academic and student affairs and anticipate future committee meetings to be held at 3 p.m. before our board meetings. So So I've discussed that with Tim, chair of the hospital committee, and he's been willing to change his meetings to one, which he'll report, and our committee will meet at 3 before each board meeting. There will be no committee meeting in February, as we had originally planned. We hope to have dialogue with administrators, faculty, academic professionals, students, and other interested citizens regarding academic and student affairs at our future meetings, which of course will all be open meetings. We've all received background on the redesignation of the Department of Advertising and various curricula changes on which we will take action today. I have had lengthy discussions with Dr. Rao on these changes and feel comfortable recommending their acceptance. 8 of these establish new departments or programs that are vital to our changing world, such as the Bachelor of Arts in Liberal Arts and Sciences in Latino Studies, the Bachelor of Science in Agricultural Communications, and the program in Asian American Studies, College of Liberal Arts. Others eliminate or redesignate programs that require changes because of changes in academic disciplines that have reduced numbers of students in those areas. None of the changes on our agenda today require new funding at the present time. I think it's important, because most of us are new to the board, to focus a little bit on the process by which these changes come to us. And I think you'll agree they are well thought out and scrutinized before we're asked to approve. There are multiple levels of review, starting at the department level, extending to the college, and if a graduate program, the graduate college, and an examination of the cost implications at the level of the provost. However, no program is brought for our approval without a thorough vetting, review, and approval by the Senate Education Policy Committee of each campus and the respective Senate. It is also submitted to the Senate's conference. Depending on the nature of the program, the approval process could take anywhere from 12 to 24 months and longer if we add the internal deliberations of the academic units. Doctoral programs can necessitate more time for review at the campus level and do require an outside peer review at the Illinois Board of Higher Ed level. Since no new money has been available recently at the state level to establish new programs, nearly every proposal for a new program involves use of existing courses and faculty, phasing down underused resources, and/or closing lower priority programs. With resources in great need, the campus, the university, and the Illinois Board of Higher Ed move forward with a new program only with the assurance that support for the program is viable within current levels of funding. This is because more often weak proposals will receive many and sometimes technical questions with substantive programmatic revisions by the campus, or the campus will simply withdraw the program rather than risk Illinois Board of Higher Ed staff not recommending the program, or IBHE members denying approval. A considerable amount of back and forth discussion might occur with the Vice President of Academic Affairs staff, the Illinois Board of Higher Ed staff, the Campus Provost and Academic Affairs Office, and the academic unit, with technical and clarifying questions. Invariably, where the Vice President of Academic Affairs staff have concerns, the Illinois Board of Higher Ed staff also will follow with questions. I think we can see that all the effort that goes into making these changes seems to make sense before it comes to us. So at this point, I would like to ask the other members of our committee